Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. Thank you for coming back to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me through words and dreams, messages and warnings. Today I do have a prophetic warning dream that the Lord gave me recently, and it points to the tests that are coming upon God's people. I heard, get ready for the huge tests that are coming upon God's people. I believe that this is, these tests are more than one, it's plural. These are the birth pangs that are increasing, and the Lord is allowing them to see what His people's hearts are made of. For there are many that are claiming to be His, but in word only, and not in deed or actions. These tests are going to separate the goats from the sheep and the tares from the wheat. Before I tell you the dream, I just want to quickly mention, if you haven't already signed up for my newsletter, please do so. It's a monthly newsletter, and this is where I put the majority of the dreams and the words and the messages that the Lord has given me. So if my YouTube channel comes down, I'm being shadow banned very severely now. Very few people are getting the notifications, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on YouTube. We'll see what happens. I do have a Brighteon and a Rumble account, so if you are not seeing me posting here on YouTube, go look there, because I'll start posting in those two places. I have accounts with both of them. So like I said, those are the three places that you'll be able to find me: through my newsletters, through Rumble, and through Brighteon. And please, brothers and sisters, I do ask for your prayers for this ministry, that the Lord would keep open the doors according to His perfect will for the words that He's given me, the things He's given me to get out. Okay, so let me get back to what the Lord has showed me. Many in the church are not going to be standing when these tests are coming. When they're over, when these tests are over, there will not be many in the church who will be left standing. However, they will have the choice to stand or have the choice to buckle down, to buckle and compromise under the pressure. It is their choice either way, because the Lord does give us a free will to choose how we will react to these tests that are coming. Many have great pride. And many in the church are going to say that they're going to stand with the Lord no matter what. But beware, for that is what Peter said right before he backslid. So instead, humble yourselves and let the Lord be your strength, and do not lean on your own understanding, like it says in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. In this dream that I had, the Lord showed me that there is going to be a very small delay before these tests start, so we can get even more prepared and ready, both physically and spiritually. We are not to be surprised or taken off guard at what is coming, brothers and sisters, because He has sent out many warnings through His word as well as through His watchmen. In 1 Peter 4, 12 through 13, it says this: "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through, as if something strange was happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in His suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing His glory when it is revealed to all the world." Now, in this dream, I was about to run an endurance race. I knew in my heart that this was not an ordinary race, but it was one that was lengthy and long. And as I stood at the starting line, ready to get started in the race, I glanced down at my feet and I realized that I had forgotten to put on my tennis shoes. I panicked, and I wondered how I could do such a thing, because I knew now that I could not run in this race, as I was unprepared. Suddenly, as I was about to leave the starting line, an announcer came through on the loudspeaker, and he said that there is a delay in the race through the weekend. He did not say what this delay was, but for me, it didn't matter. I was just so relieved and thankful that I now had a little more time to get prepared with the correct running shoes. Now, the interpretation, you can pretty much, it's pretty self-explanatory, but I believe that this endurance race test that's coming is this year, and I believe it's going to start after winter because of the message I received from the Lord concerning 2024. If you haven't already watched that, it's two videos before this one. Go ahead and watch it. The Lord said that things are going to get more severe after the winter. So this dream does point that there is a small delay in the severe testing that is coming. It is going to be an endurance race, brothers and sisters, to see who will finish and who will drop out.